السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-Baqarah. So inshallah, starting from ayah number 52 to 59. So that is our lesson, verses 52 to 59. So inshallah, I'm going to start with the recitation. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان لعلكم تهتدون وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم إنه هو التواب الرحيم وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون وظللنا عليكم الغمام وأنزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون وإذ قلنا ادخلوا هذه القرية فكلوا منها حيث شئتم رغدا وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حطة نغفر لكم خطاياكم وسنزيد المحسنين فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون. And inshallah, that is our lesson for this week, verses 52 to 59. So inshallah, before we go on to tajweed analysis, inshallah we are going to do a little bit of tajweed theory. So last time we covered the topic of makharij, and we completed the specific area of the throat or al-halq, and also we started on the tongue or al-lisan, and we started off with the very back of the tongue. So that is the area that marks the place where the throat starts, right at the root of the tongue. So the letters that are in the root of the tongue are qaf and gaf. So qaf is pronounced when the root of the tongue touches the soft part of the upper palate. Gaf is from a very similar makharij. The only difference is gaf touches the hard part of the palate. Qaf also has qalqala or a bouncing sound, and it is a heavy letter. Meanwhile, gaf is a light sound and it does not have qalqala. So these are the differences between qaf and gaf. So today, inshallah, we're going to continue with the letters of the tongue. And mashallah, there are a lot of letters of the tongue, so we are going to be on this makharij for quite a while. So inshallah, today we are going to cover the middle of the tongue. So the letters of the middle of the tongue are three letters. We have jim, sheen, and ya. So all of these letters are pronounced when the middle of the tongue touches the upper palate or the roof of the mouth. So the middle of the tongue touching the roof of the mouth. So let's just say the letters so we can understand exactly what the mechanism of these makharij is. So let's first start with aj. So we are saying a jim with a sukun, aj. And then we'll say esh and a. Aj, esh, and a. So you should feel that the tongue is touching the roof of the mouth. Now, I have a question. If all three of these letters come from the exact same makharij, they all come from the middle of the tongue touching the roof of the mouth, then how come they all sound different? So if all of them have the same makharij, why do they sound different when we say them? The reason for this is the gap between the tongue and the roof of the mouth. So for example, let's say edge. When we say edge, your tongue is completely pressing against the roof of your mouth. So you should feel that there is a pressure with your tongue against the roof of your mouth. So let's say edge, edge. Okay, when we say esh, there is a part that is touching, but it's not pushed all the way against the roof of the mouth. So again, let's say edge and esh. So this is some difference that you can feel on your own, but there is definitely a difference of pressure. So when we say edge, more of the tongue is touching and there is more pressure. When we say esh, there is less pressure and there is more space between the roof of the mouth and the tongue. So this is the difference that you can feel on your own that is making the difference of sound. And finally, with the letter ya, we have a. There is barely any contact. So if you say a, there is barely contact between the roof of your mouth and the middle of your tongue. And then if I say edge, I actually feel that my tongue is touching the roof of the mouth. And then for esh, there is a little bit of contact, but it's definitely not as strong as it is in edge. So this is the difference between these three makharij. And this is something that's very important to understand, that while all of these letters may come from the same makharij, they are not exactly pronounced the same way. That is why every letter is different. If every letter was from the exact same makharij, pronounced the exact same way, every single letter would be pronounced the same. There would be no difference between any of the letters. So here, when we have three letters from the same makharij, the difference in this case is the pressure between the tongue and the roof of your mouth. So that is basically the difference between all three of these makharij. Even though they are from the middle of the tongue, they are all letters of the tongue. and they are all from the same makharij, this is that thing that makes each letter different. So that is something to keep in mind. One final note, I mentioned last class that qaf has a bouncing sound. It has echo, that bouncing recoil sound. That is called qalqala. And the reason I'm mentioning this is that jim is also a letter of qalqala. So for example, if I say the letter edj, there is that bouncing sound. If you don't add that bouncing sound, because the tongue is completely coming in contact with the roof of the mouth, it is possible that the sound is completely stopped. So let's say edj. So I didn't add qalqala. You can hear that the jim is barely even there. So that is the reason why qalqala is being applied, so that we have a little bit of sound for the jim. So edj. So we can actually hear that there is a letter there. So you can try on your own and just say edj without qalqala, and you can hear that the jim is barely even there. So that is the reason why qalqala is in qaf and in jim, so that there is that bouncing sound to make sure that everyone understands that there is a jim here. Even if the jim has sukoon, it is important that we establish that there is a jim there. So we don't want the jim to become majhul. We don't want it to become hidden or confusing to the reader that, you know, there is a jim here. Inshallah, we will go over more detail about what qalqala is. Basically, it's just that bouncing sound that you hear. So for now, we have learned two qalqala letters. We have learned jim and qaf. And inshallah, we will come back to this topic later. But for now, just know that if there is a bouncing sound, edj, in jim, that is called qalqala. So that is the reason why there is that bouncing sound. So alhamdulillah, these are the three letters for today. We have jim, sheen, and ya. All of these letters are pronounced when the middle of the tongue touches the upper palate or the roof of the mouth. How come they all sound different? The reason for this is the gap between the tongue and the roof of the mouth and the pressure of the tongue on the roof of the mouth. So for example, if we say edj, your tongue is completely pressing against the roof of your mouth. When we say esh, there is a part that is touching, but it's not pushed all the way. And if we say ay, there is barely any contact. So if you say these three together and you feel for yourself how much the tongue is touching, you'll fully understand the difference between these makharij. So that is basically the letters of the middle of the tongue. And finally, like I mentioned, jim has a qalqala or a bouncing sound. So that is something to keep in mind as we start with the tajweed analysis. So inshallah, I'm going to start with the beginning of the lesson from verse number 52. So we start with the word thumma afawna. Here we have the letter ayn. Ayn is from the throat. We want a slight constriction sound. Afawna. And then again in ankum, there is that ayn again. So we're just going to say thumma afawna ankum. So here we have two letters with ayn. Mim ba'di. So here ayn again is from the throat. We also have a sukoon on the ayn. And because ayn is part of lin umar, there is the wasut, or there is that resting sound. Mim ba'di dhalika. And then again, lots of ayn in this ayah. We have the word la'allakum. Ayn is from the throat. And at the end of this word la'allakum, we have mim with a sukoon. Mim is a letter of lin umar, so we are resting. In the word tahtadun, we are ending on a four count med, and noon has a tawassut. Okay, for the next ayah, wa'iv. So last class, I mentioned the correct way to pronounce the harakat. The correct way to say kasra is e. A, e, u. So this is not wa'iv, this is wa'iv. So we want a sharp kasra sound. Wa'iv atayna musal kitaba. So here in Musa, the dhamma, our lips are completely round. They are almost forming like an O shape. Musal kitaba. Here, lam is a letter of tawassut. We are resting upon the lam. Wal furqana. Lam is a letter of tawassut. Ra is a letter of tawassut. Also, ra in this case, sometimes it's heavy, sometimes it's light. In this case, ra is a heavy sound. Qaf is permanently heavy. It is part of khussa daqtun gilf. So we have two heavy letters in a row. Wal-furqana, noon is a light sound. La'allakum, mim is a letter of tawassut. Tashkurun, So wal-furqana, la'allakum, mim is a letter of tawassut. Tahtadun, we are ending on a four count mad. Wa'idh, again that sharp kasra sound. Qala, qaf is permanently heavy. لقومه. Again, قاف is permanently heavy. يا قومي, قاف is a heavy sound. إنكم, ميم is a letter of توسط. ظلمتم, خص ضغط القلب. ظا is part of these letters, so ظا is permanently heavy. ظلمتم, both of these ميم have توسط, so we are resting upon these ميمs. أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجلة. خا is part of خص ضغط القلب, it is heavy. العجلة, so here we have the letter عين from the throat. And right after that, we have one of the letters we did today. We have جيم, which is from the middle of the tongue. So here you can see that there is a bouncing sound. بِاتِّخَادِكُمُ الْعِجَلَ عِجَلَ. So there is that bouncing sound. That is قَلْقَلَ. فَتُوبُ. Here we have that med sign. So this is a four-count med. إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَقُوتُلُ. So قَف here is also a letter of قَلْقَلَ. So there is a bouncing sound. It is also a heavy letter. And we are ending on a four-count med. فَقُوتُلُ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Mim is a letter of توسط. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. خَ is a heavy sound. عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ. Mim has توسط. فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Mim has توسط. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So ra in this case is a heavy sound. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ. Again, there is that sharp كَسْرَ sound in إِذْ. قُلْتُمْ. قَف is a heavy sound. لَام has توسط. ميم has توسط. And your lips should be round for the قَف and the تَاء ضَمَّة. قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ. So again, for مُوسَى نُؤْمِنَ. Again, we want a rounded ضَمَّة sound. حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ. Ra in this case is heavy, and the name of Allah, the lam, is heavy. جهراتن, ra in this case is heavy. فأخذتكم الصاعقة, صاد is heavy, قاف is also heavy. وأنتم تنظرون, ظا is also heavy. For the next ayah, ثم بعثناكم, عين is a letter of the throat. من بعدي, عين is a letter of توسط, and it is also a letter of the throat. موتكم, ميم has توسط. لعلكم, ميم has توسط. تشكرون, we end on a four count med. And here we have the letter that we did today. We have شين. تشكرون. وظللنا. So here ظا is heavy, لام is light, and the next لام has توسط. عليكم, عين is from the throat. الغمامة, ظا is heavy, ميم is light. غمامة. وأنزلنا, لام is a letter of توسط. عليكم, ع is a letter of the throat. المن والسلوى, we are resting upon this lam. كلوا من طيباتي, طا is heavy. رزقناكم, را is heavy in this case. قاف is a permanently heavy letter. It also has قلقلة. رزقناكم وما ظلمونا, ظا is heavy. ولكن كانوا, this is a four count med. أنفسهم يظلمون, ظا is a permanently heavy sound. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا, so here قَاف is heavy. أُدْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ, قَاف is heavy, رَا in this case is heavy. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ, so حَا is a letter of the throat. We want a airy kind of sound. شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا, so رَا is heavy, غَا is heavy, دَال is light. رَغَدًا. وَدُخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا. وَقُولُوا, قَاف is heavy. حِطَّةٌ, ha is from the throat, ba is a heavy sound. نغفر لكم, so غين is a heavy sound. Fa, this كسرة is very light. نغفر لكم, so we want a light sound. Ra in this case is light. خطاياكم, خَا is heavy, ba is heavy, ya is light. وسنزيد المحسنين, lam is a letter of توسط, and ha is a letter of the throat. فبدل الذين ظلموا, ظا is heavy, قولا, قاف is heavy, غير الذي, غين is heavy, and را is heavy, قيل لهم, قاف is heavy, فأنزلنا, لام has توسط, على, عين is from the throat, على الذين ظلموا, ظا is heavy, and لام is light, ظلموا, رجزا, so this را is light, and we also have a light كسرة. رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, so this is a four count med. We are pulling for four counts. بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, so we are resting upon this fa. And then also we have a qaf, yafsuqoon. So qaf is heavy. And we are going to end on a four count mud. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for this week, verses 52 to 59. So now inshallah, it is time for the tafsir portion of our class. So I will end it here. Jazakumullahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.